back to Hideous Tomfoolery. How's everybody hanging in there this evening?
We've all died.
All right,
and gone to podcast heaven. You like that? Well, I saved it.
Nice.
We're all the ghosts in the machine.
Yeah.
Recording podcasts forever and ever.
Yeah.
Now we'll haunt you with our podcasts. We'll download to your phones without you even.
Oh no! Auto subscribe.
That's some of that high level Patreon shit right there. Ghost podcast.
Your tier just went up unexpectedly.
That's the $100 tier.
Thanks for your support.
Well, y'all. You know, we're about halfway through book one of this adventure.
Damn, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Booking. Time flies when you're having fun.
Hey, guys. Yeah. Hey, guys. Do you get it? Do you get my joke? We're booking. What did you,
we're booking it.
Booking.
We got to stop this early. We got to stop this early.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of myself.
Well, at least somebody is, you know?
At least we made it 10 episodes before that.
Sorry.
At least we're in double digits when that happens.
Yeah, at least we made it halfway through the first book before.
We didn't make it double digit episodes before the first PvP happened. So
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
Tensions are running hot.
What are y'all thinking about this adventure so far? I know this is second adventure for both of us, right? Because you guys did Dead Sons, and
of course we played Dead Sons.
We're doing it against the Aeon Throne. How's this compare to the other adventures?
So I like the action. I think there's a lot of cool moments for action. I do think it seems a little on rails.
Yeah, it definitely, I mean, it definitely is, in the sense that it's like, you have to go this way because the swarm is everywhere else.
Right. Everywhere else. Yeah.
But I mean, you guys managed to attack each other, which isn't written in the book, so there's that. You know,
we need to do something to get off the rails.
Yeah, I think that's the territory you get into when you're in the military. You know what I mean? Like this is a military adventure type thing, so the military tends to be on rails.
I'm curious to see where it goes, though, because, like, obviously we can't be on rails for 6 books, and, like, I'm not sure in the context of this adventure how, like, a more sandboxy thing would work, how that would manifest itself, so I'm really interested. Who knows?
I really want to see Tex's diplomatic mission with the swarm.
Waiting for that.
That'll last. Diplomacy is going to shine.
Like 15 seconds until he gets eaten.
Yeah, I will say that the rest of this adventure, the other books, go in wild ass directions. Like it's going to go in very unexpected places, and you're going to do some really crazy shit. I mean, it's not at all where I expected it to go after reading book one, you know.
So we're going to Octurn.
Let's go. I'm ready. Bags packed.
Ready to go to Octurn?
Yeah.
Let's just leave right now. Yeah.
I just heard some ice. Hold on. I just heard some ice in a glass. Adam, what are you drinking, dude?
I am drinking Bullet Bourbon Rye. It's on rocks, and it's so smooth going down.
Speaking of so smooth going down, Zach, what's up, baby? What you drinking?
I'm drinking something that's very smooth going down. My boy Josh, you all know him as Phil.
Wait, phrasing.
He mixed some pina coladas up for us, man. He blended up some pina coladas, so I'm sipping on a tall boy homemade pina colada tonight.
That is like 24 ounces of pina colada. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of a tall boy, what's up, Steve?
Hey, bud, I miss you.
I miss you too. This is weird. I don't like this. I mean,
this is the first time we've recorded this show in separate rooms. I'm back at my apartment. He's still in our old recording studio, so wish us luck. But anyway,
don't call it old. We'll be back here eventually.
Yeah, it's like that makes it sound like it's retired.
Oh god, who knows? Threw away the game table, all the mics gone.
Who knows, guys? You might be wondering whose voice this is. Hi, I'm Steve from the Hideous Laughter Podcast. I play Matumi and Saw on the show. Tonight, I'm going to be drinking a black and tan beer from Yuengling.
Dude, no way. I seriously went and got some of those today. That's what I was going to be drinking next episode.
Oh, nice, dude. They're good.
How is it? How is it? I haven't had one yet.
You've never had one before?
No.
It's like a slightly elevated Yingling, and I already like Yingling a lot, so it's good.
Right on.
Cool. Yeah, the black and tan's clutch. And speaking of clutch, Adam. What you drinking? Oh, wait, I already did that.
Yeah.
Hey! Speaking of how not clutch I am right drink, now, so. Emily, what are you drinking?
Oh, man, I feel like I wasn't special enough to get the first one, but that's fine. Okay, I'm not drinking alcohol right now.
That's why I did that. That's exactly why I did that.
That's fair. But so Target has these off-brand seltzer waters, and I fucking love them. The ginger peach sparkling water is my favorite, and that's what I'm drinking right now. And maybe later I'll toss some gin in there, but currently it's just by itself.
Well, speaking of just by himself, hey, Heath, I see you in the corner of my screen. What's up, buddy? What you drinking?
Okay, I was like, that's really sad. Like, I'm here with you guys, man.
Virtually, we're together.
Hi, I'm Heath from the Southern Tomfoolery Podcast. I play Titanium Mike. And I've been dealing with a chest cold, so I'm drinking some Jameson and Sprite.
Well, that should clear you right up.
There you go. Yeah, that'll take care of it.
It'll do something.
It'll make you feel better. Yeah, that's for sure.
That'll get you goozle.
Speaking of someone that's going to get your goozle, hey. It's me, Griff. No idea what that means, but I'm drinking some sour raspberry whiskey I got in Tennessee a while ago. I'm just, guys, being stuck at home, we've drank so much weird shit on the Hideous Laughter podcast that and everybody keeps it here because we record here. So I have a gigantic, like, I think I have 20 bottles of liquor just in a cabinet, and it's easy, all shitty, weird stuff. It's just shitty, weird stuff. So, like, the other day I, like, worked my way through Steve's Southern Comfort, and, you know, Southern Comfort isn't weird, but I had nothing to mix it with, so I was, like, putting it in coffee.
It's still not great.
Putting it in what?
What? Coffee? I don't know.
Okay.
And, like, I have some Ouzo, like, a bottle of absinthe. I don't know what
maraschino liqueur.
The first time I ever drank Ouzo, I was in high school, and I woke up with a shaved head.
What? That's a fantastic, like, two-line story, man. Yeah, it's so good. The first time I ever drank Ouzo, I was in high school, and I woke up with a shaved head. Adam Kelly, 2020.
That's the intro to his novel.
Little did everybody know, Adam Kelly was on the swim team, and he shaved his head bald so that he would be water dynamic in the next day's race.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Boom.
Yeah, I'm not that athletic. I wish I could say that was the case, but...
It was for the ladies.
It worked, too, let me tell you.
It worked. Get out of here.
This big old noggin with no hair, it was really... It's really awesome.
Killing him out there, dude.
Yeah,
killing
man.
Him.
You know, he's 18, but his scalp looks 38.
It was so white. It was like blinding people. Because I generally have I always have very thick hair. And in high school, I was wearing it like real moppy. You know what I mean? Like very shaggy from Scooby-Doo. And it was quite... So I had no sun exposure to my scalp at all, and so it was pretty bad.
I appreciate you sharing that with us. This is a safe space, Adam. I'm proud of you.
Sure.
Sometimes it's just nice to talk to people.
Yeah, sometimes I just need to share my high school stories with everybody in the world who's listening. But what's not a safe space is this warehouse that you guys came in, and you saw Rita Cooper, the lady in charge of this company that's holding all the gas, doubled over, retching, and as this green goo came flying out of her nose, ears, eyes, mouth, and coalesced into this slime. And I need everybody to roll initiative, because you're going to fight an ooze. It's everybody's favorite creatures to fight. Oozes.
Wonderful.
Let's fight Rita Repulsa.
It started real not well.
So my actual initiative roll was a big ol' 9.
Yuvari, what'd you get?
Yuvari got a 6.
So you got a 10.
Oh, yeah.
Tex got a 10 as well, right?
Yeah, I got a 10.
All right. What about Sigurd?
Sig's got an 8, baby.
And Natasi?
That'd be an 18.
Natasi, is this the first time that you've ever been at the top of the initiative order?
I honestly can't remember, but with my initiative bonus of a +2, I would not be shocked if that's the case.
You've been usually right in the like early tweens.
Yeah. I don't think I've traditionally rolled bad for initiative on this show, but it's never been anything like phenomenal. But an 18's right. Really good, so I'll take that.
18 is good. That means you go first.
Wonderful. So. Okay, so this ooze comes out of this lady. Is her body just like an empty sleeve now, or is her body like still standing up?
She roll a perception check. It's not standing up. She's laying down on the ground. Her body's crumpled down on the ground.
Wonderful. Perception's going up to an 18.
All right, so you can see that she's breathing. So it's not as if like she's been hollowed out. Okay. But this thing like was like living inside of her and has just extricated itself from her.
Very gross, Adam. Is there a check I can roll to learn more about this creature?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a life science check.
All right. 18 off the die. That's a 23.
It's solid.
23, that is good. I'll give you two questions for that.
I would like to know some resistances and some weaknesses.
All right, so it has... It's an ooze, and so it has ooze immunities. And so I'm just going to give you all those wrapped up in, as one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So weaknesses, all that. So it has ooze immunities. So it's immune to critical hits. It's immune to paralysis, poison, sleep, or stun. It's immune to gaze, illusion, visual effects, or other attacks that rely on sight. And it cannot be flanked.
Okay.
Well, this is most unfortunate.
What, were you going to flank it, Technomancer? Was that your thing?
No.
Clearly not. Sorry.
And did you give me weaknesses, or were there none?
No, that's everything.
Okay. That's totally fine. So Natasi right now is completely eclipsed by Yuvari. She's standing in front of her. Give her a little bit of cover. Natasi's going to move slightly out around her so she can get a good line of sight on this ooze and pop off a shot with the azimuth laser pistol.
All right.
I'm beginning to think that this creature is hostile. Okay. Not phenomenal, but I know just... off of experience that oozes have pretty low AC. So this is going to be going against the EAC. It is a 14.
14 does hit.
Solid. So I'm going to do a little bit of fire damage. Emphasis on a little bit. That's 1 point of fire damage.
Okay. That does punch through, though, without one bit of fire damage. Just kind of, and just like a little speck of green slime, like flies off of it. So that will be your turn. It is now the slime's turn, and it is going to. Oh boy, I think it's going to just rush up to Yuvari, and Yuvari, it's going to make a slam attack on you.
Well, fuck.
All right. Does a 18 hit your KAC?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it does.
Okay. It's going to deal 10 points of bludgeoning damage, and it is now has you grappled as it's like working its way up your leg.
Well, I don't care for that. I'll tell you.
Now your turn.
Okay, then.
You guys just see as this slime, like, kind of oozes its way over and just climbs up Yuvari's boot and is looking to try to, like, climb up her chest. What do you do, Yuvari?
So is my turn, would my turn be like a strength check to get out, or?
If that's what you want to do, you can use a, you can still attack it.
Oh, we're gonna attack. We're gonna give it a smackaroonie with the old, the flare axe. So let's see here. That's gonna be a dirty 20 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay, I love it. I love it. I love it so much. And it's gonna be...
Well, it's actually would be 18, because while grappled, you take a -2 to your armor class, attack rolls, reflex saving throws, initiative checks, and dexterity-based skill and ability checks. However, 18 does still hit.
Okay, awesome. Well, I will add grappled, because I didn't, so my bad. All right, and that's going to be 6 points of electrical and fire damage from the
very nice
flare axe. And she's just like,
Your flare axe does electrical and fire damage?
E and F.
That's amazing.
Red
that's
Star awesome. Flare axe, yep.
Okay, that's cool. All right. Anything else?
No, she's in a pretty advantageous position to block this ooze from everybody except Sigurd, who would have to get in tight anyway. So yeah, she's gonna hang out where she's at and just hold on to the ooze for him. That's what she's gonna say. I'm holding on to it for you.
Tex, you're up.
Yeah, Tex, seeing what's going on, I guess, like, hold on there a second, good buddy. I'll get you fixed up, and I'm going to spend my turn summoning a creature.
Okay. Vin, you're up.
So Vin, I can't fucking save a thing. And he'll cut to the right here and run around behind this crate, this box for cover.
And that's going to give you +2 to your AC.
Okay, and he'll reach his pistol over the crate and take a shot with his azimuth laser pistol.
Just don't critical fail.
I rolled a 22
will hit.
All right, bet. Big 1d4. Oh, that's 3. 3 fire damage. Okay. Pew-pewing in, and that's my turn.
Getting it in there. All right, Sigurd, you're up.
Okay, so Adam, can you clarify this for me? It's grappling Yuvari, and it was previously in the square just to the north of Yuvari. Is it now
sharing
a space with her?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so Sig is going to light up his entropy, kind of grab like a shard of one of the boxes or something around here and whip it at this thing.
Okay.
That is a 21 to hit EAC.
Yes, that hits.
Okay, so he's going to deal 5 points of bludgeoning damage, and then he's going to align shield against it. And because Yuvari is adjacent to him, she gains the bonus as well.
Okay, very nice. Natasi, you are up. We're at round 2. This thing has definitely chosen Yuvari as its next host. The rest of your team is making a couple shots on it. What you going to do?
Okay, so seeing that this thing's kind of latched onto Yuvari now, doesn't make a whole lot of sense to continue to take cover behind the rest of her body. So Natasi is going to circle around Yuvari to get just the most direct shot possible on this thing. I realize it shares a space, but Ivari's a big creature, so like I'm on the closest to the space that this thing's on. And I'm going to take a shot at it.
All right.
That's a 19 off the die. I feel like that's
a hit. Yeah, that'll get it. Yeah, that's definitely a hit.
Okay, I'm going to continue to do a little bit of damage here. Incremental progress. That's 2 points of fire damage.
That's double last time.
Dude, if you double it every turn, I mean,
for the rest of the AP.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
All right. It is now the slime's turn, and it swiftly moves its way up to your nostrils and your mouth, Yavari. Roll a fortitude save.
Okay. Sorry, I wanted to double check something because I have some immunity things. Okay, does this happen to be an effect that causes paralysis?
Mm-mm.
Okay, fuck. All right. Well, I was trying. Oh, she's trying. Okay. Natural 20 for 23 total.
Put it on the board.
All right. Well, so you like close your mouth and exhale strongly through your nostrils, and it kind of blows the slime down off your face. And
so it just tries.
Yeah, so it just tries to full attack, like as it wraps around your chest and throat. So your AC is reduced by 2, remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put the conditional.
Okay, so yeah, those are both going to hit. My lowest roll is a 19.
Yeah.
All right. So they both hit, and they maintains the grab for a total of 15 bludgeoning damage.
Oof.
15. Damn,
dude.
That's two successful attacks, though.
Alright.
We have a medical emergency, Natasha.
We have a medical emergency.
Guys, I'm sweating. I'm so excited.
Yavari, you're up.
Activate miss sensors.
You said how much damage?
15 total.
15 total. Okay. So then what's... Yeah, so Yavari's going to try and... Oh, shit. She's going to try and get it off of her. Can she do that?
Yep, that will be a standard action to try to escape.
Okay.
It's going to be an acrobatics check.
Acrobatics?
Yup.
Oof. Oh, fuck. No, man. Okay. All right, she's going to try. Probably die. No, she's not. She's gonna try and hit it.
Oh.
Either way, no. I doubt an 8's gonna do it. An 8 to hit, no.
It is not.
Yeah, these you guys see her like fumbling, trying to like not hit herself, and it's just not working.
Yeah, this slime's just got you all messed up. It's just like wrapping around your body and your throat and everything, trying to climb into your face. Tex, what are you going to do?
I'm going to summon a creature out of nowhere, which will be a tiny earth elemental, which will be like it's a coyote made from the earth of the Texas desert.
Nice.
And it'll come into existence right in front of Yavari and the attached booger.
All right, so you have it acts on this turn.
Yep.
All right, so what do you want it to do?
It's going
to
do a slam attack.
Okay.
Okay, that'll be a 19 total.
That will hit.
Okay, for a D6 plus 3.
Yes.
That'll be 4 damage. I rolled a 1.
Oh my gosh, okay. And then he goes away, right?
Nope, round. I'm level 2 now, 2 rounds.
So 2 rounds,
yep.
Alright, perfect. And then you have your turn,
correct. And I am going to move around so I can see the front of Yavari and the attached booger. And take a shot with my hail pistol Sub-Zero.
All right, so what square did you go in? So
the where our connection isn't.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you see me pinging, or is it just connected?
No. Just tell me what square you're in.
If you move north of Yavari one square and then over two. I'm like against the boxes the or whatever. Yeah.
Sweet. Alright. Alright. Take a shot.
Okay. That is a 14 on the die for an 18.
That will hit.
Okay, that's 1d4 cold and piercing damage.
1d4 cold and piercing. All right, let's get that damage roll.
Hey, that's 4 damage.
4 damage, okay. Hell yeah.
Is that a joke, right, Adam? Because that's his hail?
Hail, yeah, okay. Okay.
Two.
Sure.
Two.
If that makes you happy. Okay, well, who's next?
Vinny's next.
Vin's next. Okay, there goes.
Vin is going to just keep shooting at the thing. Full attack. So it's going to be flat checks on all these dice, basically. Oh, natural 17 and natural 18. Both of those are going to hit. Yes, sir. And both shots together will do a total of 4 damage.
Yeah. Wow.
Just
yeah, y'all are definitely. You're definitely pinging away at this thing, no doubt about it. Sigurd, what's up?
Question: the way that it's wrapped around Yavari, can I bull rush it?
You would bull rush Yavari as well.
Okay. If I would bull rush Yavari as well, I'm not going to try it. So, Sigurd attacks at it again, and then aligns shield again to give Yavari the bonus. So,
can you do Entropic Strike without using it Entropy Point?
Yep, you can do it all day, cool. Every day. If I use Entropy Points, sweet. then I basically add to it.
It charges it, right?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. Speaking of, I start the combat with an Entropy Point. Why don't I burn one? So I burn one entropy point into this thing, fling something standing on the ground at it. It surrounds with this gray mist, and I have a 17 against EAC.
Okay, yeah, so Sigurd just, like, channels his energy and rips the top off of one of these crates as it, like, splinters up and adds to his entropy. Boom, hits.
Okay.
Hey, mate, I was using that.
With the entropy point.
Not yours, Vin. It's okay.
I get an extra 1d4. So that is 10 points of damage.
Wow. Nice. That's a good hit.
What's that like?
Okay, this thing looks like it's like kind of coming apart a little bit. That was a significant hit there. Round 3, Natasi, you are up.
You're muted.
Sorry, folks. I've been pretty conscientious about that, so you guys don't get my, like, beer drinking sounds.
We would never want to hear you slurping your beer.
God forbid we don't hear that.
You know, keep it up and you just might get that next episode. But anyway, so Natasi really wants to just unload into this thing because she knows she can hit it with relative regularity, but she's not doing enough damage probably to put it out before it acts again. So the battle nurse training takes over, and she's shooting with her right hand, but she raises her left hand this round, and the red mist coalesces around her, focuses up to her left shoulder, down past the elbow, up the forearm, and out the hand, enveloping Yavari from 15 feet away. This is a little spell called Mystic Cure.
Nice.
Oh, nice.
She just gives you a big antihistamine.
Yes, thank you. Got this booger.
Ugh. Good thing I got a high wisdom modifier because I rolled a 1 on the D8. That's going to be...
Yikes.
Yeah, that's awful. But that's going to be 5 points of healing.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
She gladly takes it. She smiles a really unsettling toothy grin at you.
And we can't see it behind the ooze that's like pushing itself in your mouth.
Face hugging you right now, yeah.
There's a lot of like so face hugging enemies in this AP so far.
And they are. It is the swarm. Really, I mean.
All right. So again, as a swift action, it's going to try to go into your facial orifices. I need you to roll a fortitude save.
I feel like we're learning a thing or two about Patrick from Cosmic Crit's kinks.
Don't bore shame him.
He's just really into face holes.
What'd you roll, Em?
I rolled a 5, 4, and 8.
Oh, God.
The slime disappears into Yavari's face.
Oh, no.
Yavari, you are now in my control.
No!
As this body snatcher slime takes over Yavari's body.
Do I get a free action?
No, not anymore.
Not even as it's slithering through my...
Nope. No. So it's Yavari's turn, and so Yavari, I would like you to attack Sigurd with a full attack with your axe.
I don't get like, is it? Do I get to do something?
You had your save.
No, you had your fortitude save.
I would like to find it again.
That's the thing that she needed to
save.
I would
like a second save.
I would like a second save, please.
Can I get a second opinion on this sickness, please?
Hold on. I want to change my die. I want to get my shitty die.
You can do that for sure.
Damn, Patrick's a freak.
Poor guy.
All right, he doesn't deserve this. I don't even know this guy.
Oh, okay. All right, I got my shitty die. Let's see.
All right, so these are going to be a -4 full attack, but 2 attacks onto Sigurd with your axe.
My axe. Okay, so it's a -4. So then it's just a straight dice roll.
You only have a +4 to your attack?
Currently, because I'm grappled?
Yeah.
Or am I...
You are no longer grappled.
Well, so it's a +2 to your 2 dice rolls.
15 total.
Nope.
Okay, second attack.
Ooh, this crappy die, what the hell? A 17 on the die. So
what's that
19?
Go to?
So
that's
a 19. Nope.
Does not hit. 20 oh AC,
God.
Baby.
Doesn't hit?
Yay.
Yes, sir.
Been saying it all day. Sigurd's got AC for days.
Good job, crappy die.
Okay.
What the fuck, Yavari?
That's all he says.
Can I sense motive at that? Yeah. Or I guess I'd wait to my turn, but...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I gotta know why she's... A.
You just see her all of a sudden turn and just swing hard on Sigurd. Now, Sigurd dodges both of those... blade swipes, but she is like had turned on Sigurd.
Fucking queen of PvP here. Jesus.
To be fair though, the booger disappears, correct?
He's in
you. Yeah,
here.
But like they no longer see the booger attached to me.
Correct.
So, okay.
Correct. Sorry. Yeah, they saw it go into your face.
I didn't consent.
What you doing, Tex?
Guess I'm gonna have to rely on the gift of gab, and I'm gonna try to intimidate Yavari.
Okay. To do what?
To not attack anybody in the party. he's just gonna yell at her, and be like, "Hey, you better chill the fuck out. We ain't hitting each other here." I literally don't have anything else I can do other than shoot her in the face. So I don't want to do that.
All right, well, roll your intimidate check.
What's
that's a 19 on the die for a 28.
Jesus.
Okay, so you succeed at demoralizing Yavari, and so Yavari, you are now shaken for one round.
I'm so sorry.
You should just be crocodile tears.
What's your total intimidate skill?
I have a +9.
Not yours, Yavari's.
Intimidate only +3. Well, actually, let me take shaking off.
Intimidate's total 5.
5, and what did you get total?
28.
Tex?
I got 28, yeah.
Oh my god. Alright, you're shaking for 3 rounds, actually.
Fucking Tex killing him, baby.
Alright, Ben, you're up. Ugh. Now, you saw this happen.
Ben's a little stressed out. Hey, look, this crazy dragon lady's gonna kill me if I attack her, right?
Probably.
He doesn't know what to do. Vin is going to cast Daze on Ivari.
Okay.
So, she's CR3 or lower.
Let's see. Let me just make sure.
She's humanoid. She has a mind.
Yeah, I just have to see which save. If you save against
it's Will.
No. If the slime tries to do it or if Ivari does.
Is this considered a sleep effect? Or an effect that causes paralysis. Okay, sorry.
Gotta put it out there. You gotta shoot your shot every time.
I'm gonna get it. Yeah. I'm gonna get it one of these days.
One of these days is gonna be paralysis. All right,
it's a what kind of save?
It's a will save. DC 14.
Alright. What's your will save, Ivari?
+1.
Alright, make that save.
I use my shitty die again. 2. Remember, on the shaking. Die.
There you go.
Oh god. All right. Okay, so she is dazed.
She's dazed. Cannot take any actions, but takes no penalty to AC. So Vinny just sticks out his hand, and this just force of energy just sort of like pops out and flies into her face, and just like smacks her in the face.
Yeah. And that lasts for 1 round, yeah. Right? Okay. All right, Sigurd.
So at this point, I would like to make a sense motive or something. I feel like I know that the thing went inside her. I feel like I know that the thing came outside of the lady.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and make that roll. That's a natural 1.
Oh, shit.
You are just pissed that she's turned and swung on you. Your rage has kind of taken over you for this round, and so you can't even think straight about processing anything that's happening here.
I think he's going to swing back then. I mean, that's what he'd do. He's getting attacked at. He's seen some shit happen, and she's swinging at him, and he said, "What the fuck?" and she didn't respond, so full attack against EAC.
Not true. She growled at you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emily. It's a natural 20. But the other one misses.
Oh, no!
The other one misses. So,
going on the board.
Slow your roll.
Part 2.
A 1 and a 20.
PvP.
You're going to be fine. We need to take you unconscious to get this thing out of you anyway, so... There's a method to my madness.
Let me set the scene for you. A sleepy, crying dragonkin.
That's 10 points of damage. As Betty slams into your nose. Yeah.
All right, so how much total damage?
10.
Did you, 10? All right, so you take 5, Yvara.
You know what's a good cure for nasal congestion? Breaking your fucking nose.
Yep.
And you do see a little bit of green, like, drip out of her nose.
They call me Afrin.
Round 4, Natasi. What is the medic thinking of this? What's the good doc feeling about this?
Boy, I am torn up. But we did see some slime come out of her nose when she took damage, right?
Yep.
So... Natasi's gonna look at Ivari with those kind of sad, remorseful eyes. I took an oath never to do harm, but sometimes you need to cut away the bad tissue to get back to the good. She's gonna take 2 shots at Ivari.
God damn.
I mean, there's no way I'm gonna hit here. Yeah, I got a net 3 and a net 5 with the 2 shots and all that.
No.
Yeah, that's a miss and a miss. Okay. Ivari is going to turn to Tex. Do you have reach, Ivari?
I plead the fifth.
Do you have reach,
Shabari? That means, yeah.
I have a natural.
I was gonna say, you can't do a thing. Yeah. Right?
I forgot. She was dazed. All right, so nothing happens there. All right, Tex.
I knew you were gonna try it, though, you motherfucker.
Adam doesn't care about the rules, man.
Fuck this.
I just forget about them.
And attacking twice.
Right. Yeah. Tex. Yeah. You're out.
So he sees that she wants to attack him, and immediately scurries away. He's like, "Oh hell no!" And I know what she can do. So he bounces back a few squares, and he's going to take a shot at her, I guess, because he sees what's going on, and it's like, I don't want to hurt her, but, like, I think we've come to the consensus that we're going to have to knock her out to do anything about it, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a natural 20.
Why Tex?
Oh goddamn! I'm so conflicted. Yeah,
so she says that, like, you know, why Tex? But, like, meanwhile, her legs are just chomping at the bit to charge you down.
Yeah, this is so weird. So that's 1d4 cold and piercing, but I crit.
So 2d4. Yeah.
Okay, that's a 2.
And your modifier twice.
It's a 2 and a 4.
So 6 plus your modifier twice.
He probably doesn't have one at level 1. Or level 2.
Plus 4.
Not on your damage, though.
Oh.
That's just your 2.
Yeah, no, it's just a d4.
So Yavari, you take 3 points of damage.
Still up.
But it also has a crit effect of bleed 1d4.
Oh, damn. Damn. Okay, well. Okay.
Do I need to roll the d4 for the bleed, or do you?
On her turn, okay. You will.
Vin,
you're up.
She's all so right. Pathetic, dude. I hate it.
Vin, you know, is a pragmatist above all else and sees that, this dragon lady, who's already tried to kill him one time, is no longer in control of herself, and he's thinking it might be time to put her down. So he sort of, like, a little bit of magic just kind of emanates from his fingertips and charges up the azimuth laser pistol in his other hand, and he casts supercharge weapon.
Oh my god. Oh,
this is just rude.
So that's a standard action to do that.
It's a standard action to do it, yes. So next turn, when I fire an attack with that weapon, if it hits, it will deal an additional 4d6 damage.
Why do you hate me?
Oh my god.
I want to be careful about that massive damage rules.
You have to take her out before his next turn. Like, that's. Vin is y'all's colonel, period. Like,
oh my god.
He is y'all's colonel. Alright, Sigurd, you're up. Yavari looks a little woozy, which, I mean, she's down to 6 out of 20 her HP.
I'm no longer dazed, though, correct?
You're no longer dazed.
You're no longer
Sigurd's
dazed.
Turn.
Still shaking.
I think Sig just kind of shakes himself out of it and realizes that the ooze is in her. And it's probably not her fault, but you know, some holy men would love this. A fucking devil and a dragon fighting each other. Well, sorry, Toots. I gotta take you down. And he's gonna attack twice against EAC. A 17 and a 19 on the die should both do it.
Both hit aggressively.
Okay.
Oh my god.
So she's going to take 9 points of damage and go unconscious.
She's unconscious.
She is unconscious.
And Sig, like, knocking her down with Betty, yells to the rest of the party, if this thing gets out and it gets in me, you guys are fucked.
So you knock her down. Just boom, blast into her. She crashes to the ground with a sickening thud. And as she, like, as her face hits the ground and her mouth kind of opens, you see the slime just kind of, like, slide out and then just kind of evaporate as it comes out of her. You've knocked her unconscious and the slime is destroyed. And we're out of combat.
Natasi, she's holy in critical. Shit, Jesus! I mean, Triune. one of these gods.
Nice save,
Jesus,
Sigurd.
Is just my Yosoki friend, you know?
My Yosoki friend, Jesus.
All right, so she is in critical condition, zero stamina, zero hit. Natasi is immediately going to blast her with a stabilize to make sure that we don't have to start playing around with resolve points because we don't want to be doing that. And let's see, what do I want to burn through first? Probably spells, unfortunately. So I will do one Mystic Cure just to get you up. Saving my last one, though. Fuck that. Oh, I made up for last time here. Max healing. That's 12 points of damage.
There you go.
Damn. Nice.
When you said blaster, I thought for a second you were just going to shoot her.
Ooze is probably still in her. Definitely didn't see it come out and evaporate.
You've made your last mistake, Star Eater.
Pow! While you're healing, I think Sigurd's coming around Yavari, like, with his hands up at Tex, like, whoa, listen, this is not the same situation, all right? You saw I had to do that. She was going to come at you next.
Look, you're good, man. I shot her once.
all right, cool. I know everybody, you guys have a thing, go. And I didn't want you to shoot me in my sleep.
Ben just kind of holsters his pistol and the glowing, like, magic that's in the magazine just sort of evaporates. He's like, oh, well, guess that was for the best after all.
All right.
And, we'll just move up.
Is she going to be all right?
I take a look down, and Yavari is, you know, probably coming to consciousness right now. And Natasi's going to look Tex in the eye and says, she'll live. She'll live. But I'm going to need you to talk to our friend over here, Rita. I think she might have something to say now about the gas in this colony. I'll continue to heal our friend Yavari. And what I'll do is I'll burn my once daily mystic power called Healing Touch. It's going to take 10 minutes, but I'm going to get you 10 free hit points. And if that spills over into your stamina, it spills over into your stamina.
Hey, just as a point of reference, though, I'm pretty sure Rita's unconscious too. Did we establish that? Like, she's on the ground. I don't know if she's dead or alive, yeah. But
she wasn't dying. She was breathing, but she is unconscious.
All right, so I could bring her up too if I have to.
I throw a frag grenade at her.
Probably still traces of ooze in her. Better be sure.
But I guess that
burn the whole building down.
That's a good question, though. I guess, you know, point of order, maybe I haven't started that 10 minute heal yet because it will take 10 minutes. Do you want me to get what's her fucks up, Rita?
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
Okay. So fuck, burn through healing like it's my job because it actually is my job. I might as well just Mystic Cure her again and burn my spells for the day. We didn't sleep before this, right?
We did, yeah.
All right, well, I'm just not going to have spells today, then.
do you not have any serums?
I have a serum.
Can you treat deadly wounds?
Oh, you know what? I could treat deadly wounds. That's what I'll do.
She says that she stitches together
deadly wounds in Starfinder. Is there?
There is. It's a DC 25 check, though. Medicine check.
Ugh. I mean, I got a plus 7. That is not a gimme.
That is a high roll.
Right. It's not a gimme to get me, like, 2 points of healing.
You do have inspirations.
Well, but I mean, it would save you a spell slot if you do it, and all you need to do is get her a couple healing just to wake her up.
Yeah.
She can recover on her own.
I think
own.
A serum's probably our best bet
here. Yeah, I've got a serum, and, you know, I'm at 12 out of 20 hit points.
Can I aid?
Are you trained in medicine?
Yeah.
Yes, then you can aid.
So, yeah, Vin will rush over there, and he sees Natasi running over to give her hand. And, natural 20. Oh. Natural 20.
Oh, boy. Oh, shit, you would have got
that'd
it.
That'd be a plus 2 to your medicine check, you know?
Okay, let's see what I got here. No, I got a 6 on the die. That's not going to do it. No. So it doesn't seem like she's regaining consciousness, and Natasi is going to look visibly pissed off. Kind of like she's about to glare at Vin, but then realizes he actually kind of knows what he's doing, so she doesn't like.
Hey, don't look at me, love.
Right, right.
I got the scalpel right here.
Right, she's. Oh, I must be all shooken up after seeing Star Eater try and take out all of us. And I'm just going to pop a searing of healing into her.
Okay.
5 points is healing.
All right, so awesome. She got her eyes wake up, and she has her eyes kind of have this different look in them than it did when you spoke to her before. And she says, oh, thank God, I'm free. I'm free of that.
All's well that ends well, right?
Before moving over to have a conversation with Rita, the text would bend down to Yavari and be like, you gonna make it, baby girl?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was this all towards Yavari?
I was just gonna say, yeah, because I thought that was me. My bad. So.
Well, I thought you were already up.
I was. I didn't know what we were doing there.
No,
sorry.
No.
It's towards
Rita.
Yes.
Sorry.
All right, so you guys are.
Yeah, that's why I was confused. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, so she kind of comes up, you know, with that serum in the eye, and she says, thank God I'm free. And Tex, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I mean, he would check on Yavari real quick once she becomes conscious, lay down, you know, put a hand on her cheek, be like, you all right, baby girl?
She's like on the ground still. Like, I mean, she's like sitting up and she's kind of knocking off the last little bits of shaking. So she's still like crying because he yelled at her. And also because, you know, she almost died. But she's like, I'm sorry, Tex. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's fine. He like grabs her head and hugs her. It's like, it's all right. I know. Seasonal allergies are a bitch.
Sigurd, what is your response to this scene as it unfolds before you?
I think he's just waiting for Tex to leave. He knows Tex has a job to do. I mean, he's just looking at Tex like, Jesus Christ, you coddle this one under his breath.
Coddle the child.
All right, so Natasi, Rita, and Vin, you know, Rita awakes and kind of thankfully to the two of you. What do you do?
Vin will draw his pistol on her and hold up there, love. You got some questions to answer.
I'm sorry. It wasn't me. I was controlled by that thing over there.
So Vin will look, you know, like look his eyes towards Natasi and shrug, you know, questioningly, like what do you think, you know?
And Natasi will kind of nod back to him. I mean, she did all the perception checks, the life science at the beginning. And obviously, given what we saw in combat, I think it's relatively open and shut. I still don't know what this lady's morals are, but I think it's relatively, you know, at least Natasi would think that maybe this lady being a giant B-word in the last couple episodes was not her fault.
Okay, well, with that, you know, Vin will nod back at Natasi and holster his pistol, and then he'll reach out his hand to help Rita up.
She takes it a little timidly at first, but then kind of has, you know, a pretty firm grip as she wraps her fingers around your wrist and allows you to pull her up, and she kind of dusts herself off and straightens up her business suit or whatever, and she says, I must apologize to the townsfolk immediately. I this thing, it was controlling me. It wasn't I think that it wanted to keep everybody here to feed off of them. It was terrible. I'm sorry. I have so much fuel. We need to leave. I will organize the retreat myself. Is there anything that I can do? What are you here to take us back to Rayo City?
We're heading in the opposite direction, but getting these people out of here is probably a good idea.
Well, one moment. And she kind of runs back to one of the crates that are on the ground, and it's a locked crate, and she kind of types in a little passcode on the lock that seals the top, and it opens. She slides it over. She says, "Here, take this." And she comes back with another medicine kit and 3 serums of healing.
So, yeah, I mean, Vinny will definitely just point towards Natassi for all of that.
Natassi gives him an appreciative nod. Not only do you know your way about medical equipment, you know whose hands they're best in. I appreciate that in a man, Vinian.
You got that right, love.
She says that you're also welcome to use any of our facilities, charging stations, to recharge any of your batteries or your environmental protections on your armor. I must call a meeting with the townsfolk and apologize for my behavior. We have to get out of here. I don't know why you're going the opposite way, but I see the SDF insignias on you, and so I imagine that you're doing something important. I will not get in your way any further. And I will take anybody that you need me to back with me as well.
So while this conversation's happening, and I guess you guys on the map are like 30 feet away from us, I think Stig's still like with Yavari and Tex, and he turns to Tex and he's like, "Hey Tex, could you give me a minute? I gotta apologize."
Yeah, man, no problem. And he pats Yavari one more time. He's like, "You just rest up for a minute, catch your breath, all right?" And he walks over to where Natassi and Rita and Vinny are. He's like, "So what's the deal? She's mind controlled by the booger?"
Yeah, all right. Nailed it, mate.
All right. So, yeah, Yavari, Sigurd, you know, Yavari's still trying to get rid of this shaken feeling.
And I think Sig just kind of, like, waits there with her, like, as she cries or whatever she's doing for the next 12 seconds or whatever.
Yes.
And instead of trying to help her up, Sig kind of, like, sits down on his haunches beside her, and he's like, "Hey, listen, I don't know if you knew what was going on or if you could tell or, you know, if that thing was just controlling you entirely, but I'm real sorry for knocking you down. It's not something I get in the business of doing. Tend to, you know, try and mitigate that for you, and it just, I don't know what happened. It's like you swung at me and I got fucking mad. I don't usually get that mad. I don't know what's going on in my head lately, but I couldn't help but pop you one, and then I just kept going, and I'm just glad you're okay."
Yavari kind of like, she's just sort of taking deep breaths, and you see this large dragon form is just kind of like shaking a little, and it's sort of like, as you're talking, it slowly subsides, the shaking, and she's kind of like, "I could tell. I could tell. I saw it all. I couldn't stop it. So thank you. And she's gonna kind of like look at you, and she's got like these piercing purple eyes, like silver kind of edging on the iris, and it's just like staring straight at you. And she says, if anything ever happens like that again, I will look to you to take me down. Don't ever let me cause harm to those I'm supposed to protect, especially the Tex. I thank you for making a hard decision and for doing what you needed to do. And you got a really strong left hook. And she just kind of like grins a little, like,
it's not all me. It's mostly Betty. But he presses the button on the side of his normally like face shielding armor, and it kind of like opens up, and you can see him, and you don't really get to see him often, and he meets your gaze like for real, and he's like, I'd expect you to do the same thing for me. I don't know what's going on with me lately, but I don't want to fly off the handle like that again, all right? Especially not to one of us. I saw you attack Vin. I tried to stop it. I saw you going for Tex. I tried to stop it. I don't think I did it in the best way this time. And for that, I apologize, but we gotta be a team here. Or I don't know if I'm gonna keep myself together that well either.
You're right. No, we're a team. You're right.
Good.
And she's kind of nods.
That's all I gotta know.
Y'all both taking inspiration.
Aw, sweet.
Nice.
But he gets up off his haunches and he reaches down, and I think it's like a big strain for him because Yuvari's so big. But he pulls her up to her feet, and you know, Sig's like 6'8", and Yuvari still like towers right over him, and he just like looks up and smiles, and turns back to the rest of the group.
So as the group rejoins, Vin will definitely say, hey, look, for real, if one of them things ever gets me, y'all shoot me in the fucking face, because fuck that.
I got a little secret for you, Vinny. You know how you were doing those little rune things, make your weapon a little stronger?
Yeah.
It might be my devil blood, but I can do that too. If you ever get one of those in you, you don't want to see a supercharged Betty. It doesn't kill you.
No, man, just shoot me in the fucking face. That ain't worth living for.
Oh, I mean, maybe just give me some drugs or something.
I think Yuvari could probably just bear hug you and you'd be fine.
All right, so, hey, Rita Skeeter, so you gonna give these people their fuel and help them get out of here, right?
Yes, of course.
All right, well, I mean, that's what we came for. All right, job's done. Let's get out of here.
So the question is, do you want to risk another long night's rest? Like, stay here for the rest of the day, help people get together, get a long night's rest, or do you want to go on? You have now rested twice, right, since you left Rayos.
That sounds correct.
Yeah.
What was the first time? I know we rested here.
Let's see.
Like, we had the encounter with the inmates, then we went straight to the encounter with the car, then we came straight here with the insane guy, and then we came to the city.
So you've only rested. So you've only long rested once.
Then. Yeah. Yuvari personally would not mind having a nap. Like an 8-hour nap.
10 minutes. About 10 minutes, love. Will you still work with that?
Well, if I recall correctly, we did this in the morning.
True.
Did we do this? I thought we did this in like the early morning so that we could get in undercover at night.
You did. So you'd have to stay like a whole nother day here in Linmari.
Well, Adam, I've got a quick question for you. Linmari to this Temple of Hylax, what's the travel time there?
It's not far.
Okay.
You know, it would probably take you a couple hours.
All right, because my gut feel was like, well, if really only Yavari and myself have to sleep, maybe, like, if it's a 8-hour journey, you know, conveniently, we could sleep in the car, but that doesn't sound like that's a possibility.
Well, the thing is, so many things are 24-hour based, right? So it's you can't spam long rest. You have to actually...
Yeah.
It has to be 24 hours. So, like, you'd have, if you want the benefits of a long rest, you'd have to stay in town until 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock, like you, and go to bed then, like you did last time.
Well,
so it's just losing a whole day, essentially.
If we are going to stay, is there any way we could make that time more useful other than the sleeping? Because it's, obviously longer than just the 8 hours to sleep. Could we help out with, like, the fuel loading and all that stuff?
100%. You could certainly help out with loading everybody up, getting everybody gassed up. You could help your buddy that you found, Susfreth, the guy, the SDF soldier that is kind of losing his mind.
Yeah.
You could help him get set up with and take hitch a ride back to Rayos. You know, you could, I mean, you could help everybody out during the day. You could get a full meal. It's just a matter of, do you want to lose essentially 24 hours?
I mean,
23 hours at this point.
I mean, if we're going to do that, I do think it's worthy to, like, help with all the fuel and the people loading up to get out of here. I don't mind losing the time if we're doing something like that. As well, you know.
Yeah, and I think that's we're gonna be here all day. It's like 4 a.m. right now, because I remember that's about when, like, that's why we went to bed at like 7 or 8 o'clock, was to get the 8 hours so that everybody was ready to go and it was still dark. So I think we have all day, and then tonight, like, we could leave tomorrow at 4 a.m. again if we want to. But I think Sig would be in the same boat, like, all about, like, let's just load everybody up, get everybody out of this town. They're already late.
Yeah, I mean, maybe save some lives.
Yeah. Because realistically, your spell lady and your take 'em hits lady are both kind of fucked up, so...
Nailed it.
Yep.
Fucking...
Yeah, the only good thing is, like... Natasi treats those serums as, like, stamina boosters, too, which is nice, but they're nowhere near her mystic cure.
Yeah.
Right, and do you have a spell slot left so you could help get her HP? Because she would only recover 2 HP just with a long rest,
so,
right?
So I've got levers I can pull here. I've got that once daily 10-minute thing that we didn't do but I was talking about. That should get her out of her hit and into her stamina. Unfortunately, and I love a lot of what Paizo does, but I'm fucking furious with the errata they did for this archetype, where they nerfed the doctor thing, and now I have to heal hit points in order to spill over to stamina.
You have to heal at least one hit point,
yeah,
before it spills over. Yeah,
I mean, granted, you could just whack yourself.
It's true. You could just punch her in the face. I mean,
because otherwise you just restore your resolve through a 10-minute rest anyway, right? Or restore your stamina through a 10-minute rest anyway, spending a resolve.
Well, but if you take a long rest, you get everything back as far as stamina and resolve. So it's really just getting that health up to a point to where...
Which I'll just use my once daily thing is fine.
Okay. So that's what's going to happen then, right? You guys are going to stay here. You're going to help the Linmari townsfolk get all ready to go, get all fueled up. You're going to dump the SDF soldier, the Lashinta, off with them. They are going to give you 500 UPBs for your assistance.
Nice.
Sweet. Legit. Sweet.
And so then you can take a long rest. Yavari, go ahead and heal yourself all the way up, because Natasi will do whatever healing needs to be done before the long rest. Everybody gets their resolve back, all their stamina back, all their spell slots back. And then the next morning, you guys are going to get up and actually make your journey up the mountain to the Temple of Hylax. And so you're saying your goodbyes to everybody, and the one townsfolk that you had talked to is going to come up to you. He's going to shake all of your hands, and he's going to be like, "Thank y'all so much for staying here and taking care of us. I knew that the SDF would do the right thing, but I just wanted to thank you anyway. I really, really appreciate it. I don't think we would have gotten off this planet.
Oh, hell.
Had you not.
Hell yeah, brother. Raise hell. Praise Dale."
Yeah, and so you guys are kind of sitting around the table. He's feeding you again, you know, and this time he's feeding you a better meal than broth, because he fed you broth because he wasn't sure how long he was going to have to be here. But now that they're leaving, he throws everything he's got in the pantry into a big stew. So it's a nice hearty stew. There's some lamb bone in there. There's some carrots. There's some radishes. There's some potatoes. Some beef stock. It's a much heartier soup. And as you guys are sitting around the table, and he's kind of cheersing you and everything, he says, "Well, I'm gonna need y'all to finish your drinks, cause we'll fucking see you."
Oh. There it is. There it is.
I thought it was coming.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, to be clear, is he kicking us out?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Get the fuck out.
It's like, I need y'all to go. Gotta man. Go.
I'm gonna come back to this house, but I need you to leave it too.
and leave the silverware too. Don't take it.
Don't take that. Leave that for the silverware.